Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Iranian rescue teams battling weather and mountainous terrain have located the wreckage of a plane that crashed with 65 people on board. The Osman Airlines flight left Tehran Sunday morning for the city of Yazooj in Isfahan province but went down in the Zagros Mountains. The search effort was initially delayed because of dense fog, high winds, and snow, all of which made it impossible for helicopters to get close to the crash site. Conditions improved enough Monday for the helicopters to operate. Latvia's central bank chief, Ilmars Rimšēvičs, was freed on bail from police custody Monday after 2 days of questioning about alleged bribery, accusations that have shaken the Baltic nation. Rimšēvičs says he rejects all the allegations and plans to meet the press Tuesday to explain in a, quote, more detailed way. Latvia's anti-corruption agency says it suspects Rimšēvičs of seeking out a large-scale bribe. But officials with Latvia's Norvik Bank told the Associated Press that Rimšēvičs reportedly solicited bribes and retaliated against the bank when it refused to pay him. In the Maldives, the embattled President Yameen Abdul Gayoom on Monday sought parliamentary approval to extend the emergency in his country by 30 days, but the request stalled after opposition lawmakers boycotted a planned vote. Yameen declared the emergency after the Supreme Court ordered the release of a group of his imprisoned political opponents who had been convicted in widely criticized trials. This is VOA News.